Welcome to the Friday edition of our Woo! Aftercast. Yeehaw, we're very excited. We've been ready to leave for about 3.5 hours.
Days, maybe?
Yeah, we got a 3-day weekend coming up. So just a reminder, no Aftercast or podcast on Monday. It's President's Day, and we get that day off now, which is kind of cool. And so before we get into some of the things that we didn't get to on the show, I want to read a little bit of an email. This was a great example of how to write an email with kind of a complaint. This lady was so kind. It was following our discussion about Bruce Springsteen and his DUI conviction and kind of being dropped from the Jeep ad. But here, I love how kind she was in this and giving grace while she still made her point. She said, so I'm not going to rant. Says, this morning, you and Betty were talking about the Jeep commercial and Bruce Springsteen. You made the comment that poked at my heart a little bit. And forgive me if I got this wrong or if I misinterpreted your comments. She already is like not putting me on the defense right there. And it's because so many people start off with, I heard what you said. You're a bad Christian. You're the worst person ever. I'm telling everyone I know to never listen to you again. Such a different tone. And she definitely got a different tone back from me. She says, you comment about how due to the recentness of the DUI, he wasn't deserving of grace. And I know you weren't speaking of God's grace since not enough time had gone by since his transgression. That he had to pay his debt to society. You seem to indicate that again, and please forgive me if I'm not understanding, that you hadn't had enough time to fully regret his actions. And she went in and shared a story of a time she messed up and instantly felt sorry for it, you know? And so it was a good conversation. But and to be clear, in case anyone missed this point, my point was, it's just like a pastor who has an extramarital affair. He has to come out of the limelight a little bit. He can't be in the pulpit next week going, I said I'm sorry, everything's okay now. Because we as people, God knows the heart. God can judge the heart. We can only judge actions. We can't judge motivations, and we certainly can't judge someone's heart, but we can judge actions. And so a day and a half is not enough time to fix yourself, you know, from a transgression like that. And it's the same thing with DUIs. You know, maybe you got a drinking problem. It's not enough time to fix yourself, you know, in that moment. So that's the point I was trying to make, is that we definitely need to give grace to people because it's been extended to us. But I don't think it's wrong to require some sort of evidence of change. I just really don't. My brother went to prison. He's been in prison. He gets out this month. He's been in prison for 7.5 years, okay? I guarantee you he was sorry the day he went to prison. Guarantee you. And was like, I'll never do that again. But it didn't mean that he got a pass. He still had to pay his debt, and he's done that, and he's done it well, and it's changed him. And I'm excited to see him again and to see him get his life back. But he still had to prove and pay for his crime and his transgression. And I think that's kind of the case with a lot of things. And so that's where I was coming from. But man, I really appreciate Belena's tone. And if you ever have a problem with something I say, I have no problem with that. Like, we can have any discussion you want to have about the content here, but just please don't come at me like, you know, I'm a bad Christian and I'm sending people to hell and stuff like that, because that really is a much harder place to start with me, and it puts me in a really hard place because I'm not a great person, and I'm human, and I don't always respond the way I should. Where are you going, Rock? You good?
Oh yeah, I'm just turning off my heating blanket.
We all took off like our jackets and turned everything off.
It's so hot in here.
It's terrible.
I know. I just had a big wool coat on that dumped. Gavin is. We're rocking short sleeves in here, and we have a beach scene on the computers behind us.
Please.
It's so nice. All right, so here is an interesting thing that happened. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. The Olympic chairman for Tokyo, he basically stepped down over sexist comments he made suggesting that women talk too much in meetings.
Oh,
Betty Rock, that got her attention instantly.
I would say it's the opposite problem here at Way FM.
Okay, we are going to discuss exactly that. So, okay, it says, as of today, I will resign my position. My inappropriate comments have caused lots of chaos.
He goes on for 6 pages.
Yeah, he was giving his private opinion about the Japanese Olympic Committee, and they wanted to increase the number of female board directors from 20% to more than 40%, and he expressed concern about that, how it would affect the length of meetings, and he went went on to say, a meeting of an executive board that includes many women would take time. Women are competitive. When someone raises his or her hand and speaks, they probably think they should speak too, and that will end up making more time in these meetings. So, okay, is this truth and it's just not fun to hear, or is it sexist?
I'm having a hard time following it. What was he saying?
He's saying more women were going to be in these meetings now. And mm-hmm. so he's saying that women are competitive in the business world. So if somebody's mm-hmm. making a point, they feel obligated to then come on top of that point or make another point because of trying to assert mm-hmm. themselves and prove themselves. And so that's the point he's making. He wasn't saying women should never be heard. He's saying, because he went on to say the women that are on this board now are great, you know, and but that doesn't make any of the news. And so I'm curious where you as a woman stand on that, Rock. Like, does that bother you?
I think it's a hard truth to swallow.
Yeah.
I would agree with it, yes. But that's all that to say, I don't think that is false for men as well.
Absolutely it does.
So I think what he said could also be based on men in meetings as well. There have been plenty of meetings I've been in where I was like, this could have been done an hour ago.
And I'm responsible for that a lot of times.
Yeah. But it's just like one thing goes on after another. And in that situation, it's more of a showing of leadership, kind of like a bunch of dogs getting together and showing, hey, I'm the leader of this pack, and I'm just sitting there rolling my eyes.
That's where if a female CEO said, I hate going to meetings with guys because all they do is try to be the leader. All they do mm-hmm. is they want to talk and prove that they're the smartest person in the mm-hmm. room. They want to talk about golf and dumb things that waste mm-hmm. our time. I wouldn't care about that. I would not be offended, and B, I'd certainly not say you need to step down because you're sexist. I'd be like, no, there's truth in that. Like, that's my frustration. Again, we've become so politically correct that we won't even regard anything as possible truth. Everyone just gets so offended, and it's like, no, there could be truth in that. His world that he's in could be very competitive, and in his dynamic, it could be distracting, you know? And so, I don't think that that's the cause for, like, having someone step down, unless this was the cherry on the top that he'd done a whole bunch of other stuff.
Instead of stepping down, he should have been given the opportunity to explain himself and then make a decision.
Because again, the reality is stereotypes exist, but they're usually blown up versions of truth. You know, there's some kernel of truth somewhere that started these things. And I just don't get offended by a lot of stuff like that. Like, I get mm-hmm. more offended at people being offended. That's what I get offended at. That's my offense. So I just thought that was kind of a crazy thing. But anyway, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Taylor Swift, I guess.
Oh, Taylor Swift! Let's go!
I guess she thinks we still care.
Oh, we totally do. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess the men in this room do.
She's the best.
I checked out.
This is why you can't have a meeting with us, Rock. If you bring up Taysway, we are going to talk about it.
Let me go get my shirt.
She made an announcement yesterday about a new album that's coming out. So if you're a Swiftie, get excited.
I've now finished re-recording all of Fearless, which will be coming out soon. My version of Fearless will have 26 songs on it because I've decided to add songs from the vault, which are songs that almost made the original Fearless album, but I've now gone back and recorded those so that everyone will be able to hear not only the songs that made the album, but the songs that almost made it. Yeah. The full picture.
The ones that weren't good enough. Like, okay, that's great. We need more of that. Now, the reason she is re-recording the album is because...
Because she got into some legal disputes with this guy named
Scooter Braun,
and he bought all of her old albums or the rights to them, and she didn't like that. I forget why.
Well, because she couldn't then make the money off him. He gets paid every time those songs are played. She could have bought the album because she had a bad record deal is what that was where that started from. Mm-hmm. And so she chose to not do this and then was mad when he bought them. And so now this was her revenge where the time ran out. So now she could re-record these songs as an artist. It would be interesting to hear the difference between 20-year-old or 18-year-old Taylor Swift with Fearless and now how old she is. Like, did she bring something new to these old songs? And are they now the place where she's at where, like, uber pop queen or not?
Or did she re-record them and think, kind of like when we look back on our Facebook posts from when we were 14.
Cringe. Yeah.
Ooh, well, should have done that one.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if she did that. To me, I'm just not a big Swiftie fan just because she just comes across as too in her feelings and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't do it.
Do you guys remember, like, how old was she when she first started kind of breaking onto the scene?
Had to be, like, 17, 18. Like, she was young.
She was a teenager,
because her dad was helping her. Her dad's got a bunch of money, and so her dad was helping start her career in Nashville. But she was young. I mean, she was still young enough to believe that walking in the rain holding hands was fun, because it's really not. I don't care how long you've been married. It starts drizzling. You are fighting for the umbrella, and you are trying to get undercover as fast as you can.
Spoken like a true gentleman.
You might even leave your wife in the parking lot as you're running with the umbrella. That's happened. She's got to be faster. I don't want to mess my hair up. I'm sugar. I'll melt in the rain.
We're too sweet.
I'm so sweet. I got something for you guys here. This is nice.
Is it
a Valentine?
Yeah, it's from Abigail. Betty Rock. Gavin. I'm throwing Valentine's at you guys.
You didn't tell me you were doing that. I just saw you throw something at my face.
They're not ninja stars. They're like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
So it says Betty Rock, best radio DJ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do all of ours say that?
Oh, yeah, mine does too. So you're not special.
Yeah.
But Abigail is special.
Can
age
I cut
14.
This little heart? I don't want to care.
Oh, mine's
there we
a
go.
Kitty.
Says you're so cool.
Mine says sparkle and shine,
oh,
Valentine.
Oh, you are that. What's Gavin's?
Mine says need a sidekick. And then it's just Olaf and Sven.
Oh, nice.
From,
it says, hey, Frozen. Wally Show. It's Abigail. I wanted to wish you guys a happy Valentine's Day and send you all a little something. I hope you have a great day. That's so nice to be thought of like that. I'm a potty. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. That's awesome, Abigail. You're the
super
best.
Sweet.
It's the first Valentine I've gotten this year.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Come on, Haley. Step
yeah.
it up.
Here we go. Before we get to birthdays, I've got an anniversary. It says, this is from Dan. It says, hey, man, I've been a longtime listener, almost the whole history of WayFM. Like you, I'm in my early 50s. And my wife, Wendy, and I celebrated a 25 wedding anniversary last April. As you can imagine, COVID was underwhelming for ourselves. Celebration. We had a delay on a Mediterranean cruise, and so I have a special shout out. Could you give her today as we celebrate another milestone? I will be married half of my life, so 25 years, and he's 50, and so I'd appreciate you guys giving her that shout out. So that's great. So
that's cool.
First of all, congratulations, 25 years of marriage. That's impressive. But what I really love is that he forgot to say anything about Wendy, and he emailed me back. He's like, hey, I just realized I forgot to mention anything about Wendy. She's an amazing wife and a mom of our two daughters.
Afterthought.
Always thoughtful and caring. She makes me a better person, and I'm so thankful we have our time together, and she's a great teacher.
At least he remembered.
Yeah, at least he got
yes.
a dad.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Sounds like a typical man. No, that was the reason for the request, and he forgot
well,
it.
I don't
you
know.
Said at least he remembered.
Yes. Yeah. It's wow. his anniversary,
I'm
too.
I'm going to be saying that a lot in the future, yeah. I feel like.
Well, happy anniversary, Dan and Wendy. So there you go. What do you got for birthdays, Rock?
We're going to do a few that are celebrating
yes.
over the weekend. Caleb to his friend Nikhil. I'm going to guess.
Sure.
N-I-K-H-I-L. Nikhil.
Nikhil.
Said he's very nice. Happy birthday, Nikhil.
Nikhil.
Aldo wants to wish himself a happy birthday. He said, I'm going through a rough time at work and looking forward to listening to Wally and the crew every morning on my way to work and also on my way home.
Oh, that's really nice, man.
Yeah, I'm glad that we can be there for you. I know what it's like working in a rough
time. Woof. You ain't kidding. Boy, howdy.
Situation.
We try not to complain, though.
And then Jim, I want to say thank you because he wanted to wish Atia a happy birthday and he put the pronunciation in there.
Oh,
just
that was
so
nice.
Thank you. He said Atia is a beautiful wife and mother. She plays bass and sings
what?
In praise band.
Nice.
Loves to snuggle in a blanket and read a book.
Nice.
I like that. Slopping the bass.
Slapping
the bass. It was some old bit. I think it was on Saturday Night Live.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I like it to slap at the bass.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
He was saying he could slap a funky beat.
No, I forget what
Maybe
it was.
Maybe it's a different thing.
A slap
anyway,
at
the
bass.
The question is, if you had to take a road trip across the country, which family member are you taking with you?
Mm.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Family member, like, so like I can I open that up to... all of my family?
Yeah, yeah, not your wife.
Because she's the only, yeah.
You'd assume she's going to be there.
Yeah, I do. Let's see.
My cat.
You could only take one.
Oh.
My... Probably my little brother.
Okay, why your little brother?
Because I think that, at least right now, there's a part of me that is a little bit bummed out that we don't get to spend a lot of time together hanging out as, like, adults.
Mm.
Not that I would classify us as adults yet. I still feel like we're kids to an extent. But I feel like I would love to... I have all these memories of hanging out as kids, but I'd love to do something as... As like, you know, as men now.
No, that's cool. Men. I would have probably said my mom, but I just did this with my mom, like a 14-hour trip, and I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was so good to just get to talk to her and learn more about her, like things that I either forgotten or didn't know. She told me that all my siblings are adopted, and I was the only one that was hers. It's crazy.
Sure, she regrets it.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But no, so I got that. I think I would say my brother. Because my brother's been incarcerated for 7.5 years. A, it'd be nice for him to go on a road trip. And B...
He may not can.
What do you mean?
Well, does he have to stay in one location?
No, he's good. He doesn't have to do that. No, he doesn't have any parole and all that stuff. This part of his
That's
deal.
Nice.
But I think because for me, it would be good to get to know him better because he lost 7.5 years of his life, you know, and he and I had gone very different routes in our lives too. And so as we became adults, I didn't really talk with him that much. And so there's a whole lot about him and his life that I don't know, you know, and so I would actually enjoy that. Grandparents too would be fun, like, because they have great stories. Mm. We write old people off a lot of times, but boy howdy, they have some really twisted, weird stories that you're like, what?
I love hearing my grandpa talk.
Yeah,
like,
you're like,
so good.
You did that when you were like in the 40s? What in the world? Lady Rock.
Mm. I think I would go with my mom.
Yeah.
I don't have any siblings. My dad and I are a lot alike, and so we can tend to push each other's buttons,
sure.
But in a loving way.
Yeah.
But my mom is very patient, very whatever you want to do, just goes with the flow.
She's kind. She's considerate. She's generous.
Wait a minute.
She's
stop.
All the things
no,
you aren't.
Stop. I didn't say that. But she has no opinion when it comes to what we're listening to, where
right.
my dad has every opinion. And she'll listen to whatever. Doesn't matter if it's screamo music or it's a Bible on tape. Like, she's just
Those
whatever.
Two very different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know what? But Danny Ray knows what's good for you musically. That's why I love Danny Ray. Like, I would never question anything Danny Ray told me. Like, I just wouldn't. And shame on you as his daughter forever questioning him, because Danny Ray is the best.
If I can't take my mom, I'd take Clem.
Okay, yeah.
So you,
me and Clem.
You say that your dad is below
Clem? Yeah.
Oh wow.
Sorry.
Come
on, Danny.
Here's
sorry,
the thing.
Danny.
Here's the thing. I've told
That's
him this.
That's terrible.
I've told him this. He would not, he would probably not help with driving because he claims he will, but then like 30 minutes in, he's like, man, I need to take a nap. And then
oh, he doesn't like to
forever.
Drive. Oh my gosh. My dad would never give up the wheel.
My dad will.
We were in France. My dad was driving in France and driving badly. Like he was getting towards the end where he should not have been driving, I think. And like, this is the only time in my life I have ever like really yelled at my dad. And so we're driving and he almost got in a bad accident that would have like really hurt us all. And I made the comment about I need to drive. And he said something like smarty alecky. And he's like, and I said, shut up. Like, and like, I've never done that before. If I had done that when I was a kid, I would have gotten smacked. And I just lost my
How
mind.
How old were you?
I was in my 30s
because
we had my daughter on the trip. She was 5. I was mad. And I couldn't, it's the words left my mouth. I'm like, I literally, as I said that, I'm also following him with, I am so sorry. Cause he still reached back and hit me. So he could do that. But he would never give up the driving.
Yeah.
But what happened was, is his disease got really bad for him where he would almost like pass out cause he wasn't getting oxygen. And he had been driving his granddaughter to a soccer thing and they were coming back and he almost had an episode, and he got really scared. It freaked him out. And he came into the house, and he gave my mom the keys and was like, I'm not driving anymore. There's no way I should be driving. And I was like, wow, that's a big deal, because he never would give up the keys when we were, you know, younger and stuff. So I respected him for that. But, yeah, your dad is in the back sleeping. My dad would drive for 32 hours straight.
Jeez.
Yeah.
My dad is easily distracted as well when he's driving. Yeah. He expects us to tell him when to turn because he'll be in the middle of a story.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then he also... he also smokes, and so he smokes when he's driving, and the speedometer will just go from 80 to 50.
It just calmed down.
Yeah.
And smoking a pipe.
And it'll take an extra 2 hours to get wherever we need to, just because
he's like, you know what,
Tube Blossom? For those three reasons, I'm saying no.
Tube Blossom, I don't think you've had enough secondhand smoke yet. I know we got all the windows rolled up, and this is a 14-hour trip. I just don't think you got enough in your lungs. No. We're just going to slow her down a bit. That's so good. Danny Ray's the best. And with that, weekend plans.
Everybody's got a weekend plans.
Three-day weekend plans. Woo-woo.
Sleep.
Oh. I have no idea. COVID is the worst.
It is the absolute worst.
I think I'm going to get... I'm going to try and get my wife to go to like a couple of the junk places that I like to go to, because I want to build a new desk for work. I want to build like a...
For you?
Yeah, I want to build like a metal steampunk type desk. Nice. I've got the airplane wing desk that I made, but I want to build something a little bit more functional. So I'm going to... I think I'm going to try... If I find the right pieces, I'm going to try that. And then I also want to build bar stools. We cannot find bar stools that we like for the right price, or they're ugly or whatever. And so... bar stools are stupid expensive if you're trying, like, mm-hmm. I saw some bar stools at, like, Wayfair that were $600 each. I'm like, what are you insane?
Each?
Yeah, each. I'm like, are you insane?
That's stupid.
So I might attempt to build some bar stools if I find the right stuff. So
yeah.
Hopefully I'll have a creative weekend like that. Lady Rock.
Are you doing anything with Gregor Bear?
We're doing dinner tonight. Like, Molly, I think there's a thing going around, like, Instagram, like, making nachos on your table.
I've seen that, and it looks so good.
Yeah, that's what we're doing
tonight. So you cover the table with tin foil,
yep.
And put the chips on top, and then you pour the cheese on it, pour the beef on it, pour the jalapeno sour cream.
And everybody just reach into the table. During COVID, it seems like the best idea.
Get a negative.
Sounds like fun to me.
Fortunately, they've all been tested negative, so that's good.
That's funny.
Is that going to be at your place or theirs?
No, we're actually getting Marty out of the house today. She got the okay to walk after her hip surgery. She can't drive yet. But she doesn't have to stay in bed all day, you know, so that's good. So she's moving forward, literally.
Tonight, I am going to dinner with Nick Nack.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Vegan?
Yes.
I guess Nick Nack can't eat the other things.
So. She can. She does.
There are places that you can go that have vegan options as well as normal options. She's a vegan of convenience. I have to always do vegan.
She's had other food. She's a vegan of convenience.
Anyway,
I don't know why it bothers me so much.
It really does. And then tomorrow, her and I are going to a Galentine's event.
Oh, that's fun. Where?
With some people.
Oh, is it like friends?
Yeah, some friends of hers.
Cool.
Then Sunday is online church, probably doing some laundry. And then Monday, I have Monday off. What am I going to do? I don't even know.
The world is your oyster.
Possibilities are endless.
I know.
Me and Nick Nack had talked about flying to Dubai for the day.
Oh,
but
that'd
I
be
don't
fun.
Think we'll do it.
You know what? That is a long trip for that. And unless you're going to fly first class, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe
if you're going to fly first class, I would go for it.
Yeah. I'm like, as long as I can get back by 5 a.m. the next morning.
You're such a party girl.
We're fine.
I roll in all the time, straight out of the club. Gavin.
Tonight, I think that we're going to be marathoning some rom-coms in celebration of Valentine's.
Whose idea was that?
So... there's a couple movies coming out.
If you have to clarify, and you can't quickly say your
there's
life.
There's a couple movies coming out
to say.
That I want to watch.
Like what?
That we both want to watch.
Like
okay,
what?
So there's a series on Netflix called All the Boys I've Ever Loved.
Ah!
It's a great coming of age teen drama story.
Oh, Haley really lucked out when she married you. It's like living with a girlfriend.
It's like you and Nick Nack hanging out.
Yeah, it would. It really would.
But we're gonna do that. We're gonna go out and get some ingredients, and we're gonna try and make our own pizza.
Yeah.
So we're going to grab some dough, sauce, and cheese.
Eat some cookie dough together.
Do all that. We, you guys might bash me for this. Okay, so yesterday, or two days ago, we ordered, like, Jenny's ice cream. Yeah. And instead of just getting one, they were doing a deal where it was, like, $40 for five of those little pints. And you go and you pick them up in this cute little bag. So we have five pints of ice cream. Maybe, like, three left at this point.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. There's, like, five...
It's like a super party.
They're like $8 a pint. Like Jenny's ice cream is expensive.
Ridiculous.
It's all right. Yeah, it's okay. I like Haagen-Dazs.
What flavors did you get?
The peanut butter and chocolate chip one. There's salty caramel.
Yeah, that one's good.
Dark chocolate. I like chocolate, but it doesn't give me enough. I don't care for it. And then something called Bramble. Something crisp.
Brambleberry crisp.
So I have no idea what that is. Can't wait to try that.
It's good.
There's one other that had like almond butter or something.
Almond butter brittle. Yeah. It seems like I have the Jenny problem. No, because I just had to buy some for my wife. So and Haley likes dark forest chocolate. So I know the people in my life. I know what they like.
Okay, I'm having a girls' weekend.
You're having a girls' weekend. That is so cute. Rom-coms, ice cream, PJs.
I'm excited. It's not even like something that I'm suckered into. It's just something I love.
You know what? That's what I like about you, Gavin. You are unashamedly you.
Yeah,
you know,
and
you're like, I'm going to do this and whatever. Like, who cares what you guys think?
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what's funny that's just hitting me now? It's a little ironic. So Nick Knack and I were talking about documentaries that we like, and she and I discovered we really like history, war-type documentaries.
Oh, really?
Remember we went and saw 1917?
Yes.
And then I saw We Shall Not Grow Old all by myself.
I still haven't seen that.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we were talking about the movies we were going to watch next, and those are all war documentaries.
Oh, that's funny.
And you're over there with your wife. All the boys I would love to be for.
Yeah,
it's going to be good. And then... I don't know. We might do some like a nice dinner out, like kind of a date night
for Thanksgiving.
Steak
Valentine's Day. For Valentine's Day, which is Sunday, right?
Yeah,
it's like that's.
But Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Is it?
So keep that in mind. You are probably her closest gal friend.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Most of her girlfriends are tougher than me. Like former, like her
and
best,
taller.
Yeah. Probably. But her best friend here in town's like a former Air Force veteran, and
oh, it's funny.
Exercises and does all these cool things, hikes and does all these stuff. And I
do a pull up.
Oh, Gavin.
I don't think pull-ups, I can do a pull up.
No, pull ups are tough because I remember when I started lifting weights at college at one point, and like my friend was like, okay, we're going to do pull-ups. Yeah. We didn't even start like this. We were like laying down, pulling ourselves up, and then he was like assisting me, and it wasn't until the end that I was able to do like two or three.
I used to be able to do pull-ups like no big deal when I was younger.
Like 100 pounds back in the day.
But like I literally hung from something a few weeks ago and was like, oh, let me just bust out a quick pull-up.
It's not
I
easy.
Could not do a single pull-up. I've lost all my upper body strength. It is crazy. It's crazy.
Well, also, you're getting older. And you keep complaining about your shoulder.
Yeah. I am injured. Thank you, Rock, for that.
It's the arthritis kicking in.
I don't even care. That's better than I'm fat. So thank you. The best Christmas, birthday, / President's Day, Valentine's Day gift I've ever gotten.
Let's end it here because it can only go downhill.
All right, that's going to be it.
I don't know what.
What was that, Gavin?
I just
coughed. Okay, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. Remember, not a podcast or Aftercast on Monday, but we'll see you all on Tuesday.